ABC Radio Australia.
Climate change and the environment seems to be one of those topics that really attracts reports and studies, and then more reports and more studies. They're often talking about the impacts of climate change and what that might mean for you in the future. And sometimes they can also make you feel kind of bad when you read them and hear them. And almost you feel like you don't have any power to do anything. Well, there's a group of people in the Solomon Islands who are trying to pull those reports apart and give communities the really important information so that they can know exactly what they can do and how they can take some of that power back. Solomon Islands Pacific Prepared reporter Jeremy Guao has this story.
So my name is Sharon Tuhaima. I'm the National Coordinator for the Australia Pacific Climate Alumni Network, or APCAN for short, here in the Solomon Islands. It's a reality that climate science is very technical, and sometimes it's really hard for us to understand so that we can make informed decisions around what actions should we be doing around climate change. So I think with the work that we are doing with our partners, the Pacific Climate Change Center, which is based in Samoa with SPREP, and also our government through MECDM, this work is very critical in terms of how we can, you know, help our people to really understand, simplify this information, this science information, so that people can also relate it into our context. So for us, for me as a national coordinator and someone who works and here in Salt, but also seeing the evidence of what's already the impact of climate change on our people, I think it's really important to also see how the science can also merge or, you know, contribute to already existing knowledge that is out there in terms of our traditional knowledges here, because for us, we really value that. And we, with the science of climate change, it's not meant that we are taking out the traditional knowledge that we have, but it's just, you know, contributing to already existing knowledge that is out there. But the main goal is for us to enhance the capacity of our people to understand this information so that they can better make informed decisions at the community level and even at all levels that they work on, mainly relating to, you know, climate actions and all those things.
But in terms of observation, like as someone who actually works in the space of climate change, for us Solomon Islands, what do you see or feel strongly about in terms of knowledge when it comes to climate change and the science part of it?
I think we have a lot of expert, but we also have a lot of knowledge within our communities. Like, I always value our traditional knowledge because that's the backbone, or that's where our people have been thriving all these times. Yeah, like our ancestors, for example, and even our grandparents have been using it. So I think it's a matter of looking at, with the modern, you know, all these projections around science and saying, like, you know, for example, in terms of, I could use an example around sea level rise projection, the climate projection. So when we want to use those to show it to our people, let's not use it in a way that it traumatizes them or it's actually like just make them frighten them. We should use those in a way that, you know, they can relate to it, but also they can help them make informed decision. I think that's the important bit. Yeah. So it's more about, I mean, the knowledge brokerage work is more about you being the middle person, passing that. So it's all about you as a knowledge broker. Like, you also need to be aware of what's out there, what's the science, how you can use the science as well as the traditional knowledge that our people already have to help them just contribute to their resilience building efforts.
Pacific Prepared.